If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, the NFL deadline for the fifth-year options are coming up. Indianapolis has until Thursday to decide whether or not they want to place the fifth-year option on Kwity Paye's contract. But before we hop into that, just want to say this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Visit the Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Now, guys, this one's a very interesting video here because there's a couple different ways that Indianapolis can approach this. So as we said, you have until Thursday to be able to put that fifth year option on Kwity Paye's contract. So then you don't have to pay him as a free agent next year. If you want to bring him in, Paye's salary would increase to a fully guaranteed $13.5 million in 2024. If the Colts exercise the fifth year option, then if Indianapolis declines the option, Paye would be a free agent next season. Now, obviously, for the Indianapolis Colts, you know, having a opportunity here for them to be able to pick up that fifth-year option and be able to not have to worry about paying him next season would definitely be something that the Indianapolis Colts would think about doing. Remember, Chris Ballard always likes signing his own guys, always likes bringing guys in here, but I look at this situation and I say, the more I think about it, it just doesn't seem like a great opportunity for Indy if they pick up that fifth year option for a couple different reasons. The fully guaranteed $13.4 million, as far as like how much that is versus like some of the top guys in the league right now, I mean, Josh Sweat. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence getting about $13.5 million per year right now, you know, and it just seems like as if for the Colts, it just doesn't seem like a great opportunity here for them looking at it from just a numbers standpoint, whether or not they actually want to get Kwity Paye's fifth year option here, because $13.5 million, you can use that in a couple different ways. How the contract would go with Kwity, it's definitely interesting because in his first year, he was obviously injured a lot or had a couple of games where he missed. And even in 2022, missed, I think it was 5 games. So, you know, his production went off. This year, this last year, had 8.5 sacks, you know, played in 16 of 17 games. So it was the first time that the Indianapolis Colts saw Kwity Paye for an extended amount of time, not missing a lot of games, and saw his production actually stable.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Wise. Well, we saw him for practically a full season, realized he couldn't quite get to 10 sacks the way we wanted to. And I just look at that and say, you drafted Laiatu Latu for this exact reason, because you think that somewhere else on that edge department that the Indianapolis Colts need somebody out there that can be more effective in that sort of situation. Now, I have in no way, shape, or form no feelings that Chris Ballard wants to let Quiddy Pay go. Chris Ballard loves Quiddy Pay. He's one of his first – he's not one of his first draft picks, but he is probably one of his favorite draft picks, because Quiddy Pay has always been a grinder and has always done what he's been asked. But the fact of the matter is, Quiddy Pay most likely will not be a starter after this year. Most likely. I mean, you have Samson Ebukam that is on the other side, and, you know, he's more of a pass rush specialist than Quiddy is. Now, I would say there is the option that Quiddy Pay could potentially beat Samson Ebukam out at some point, because Quiddy can not only rush the passer but can also play the run very well. So Ebukam is not as great at defending the run as Quiddy Pay is. Now, this is all going to come down to whether or not Laiatu Latu becomes what the Colts want him to be. Now, is Laiatu going to go out there and immediately become a 13, 14 sack guy? I don't know. I would love for him to, but I don't know if he will or not. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all of these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. And so we're going to see a lot of flexibility here on this defensive line and how much time Quiddy Pay is going to get versus Latu. I'm not sure, but we know there's higher potential in Latu being out there, especially on third downs in those situations, than Quiddy. And I just don't know if you want to have a guy getting paid almost $14 million in guaranteed money if he's not going to be your every down guy. You know, I know that that's not a ton of money in the grand scheme of things. I know what these top edge guys are getting now. I totally understand it. But looking at it and you're saying it just doesn't make sense that the Colts would lock themselves down to a contract when they're not 100% sure last year's version of Kwity Paye is what they're going to get every year. Not to mention if Kwity Paye now is actually going to take the jump and if he's going to be a starter at all. Like I said, Latu is going to take some snaps away from him. Ibukam is going to remain solid and he's going to take snaps from him. So Kwity Paye and his role as an edge guy is it's going to be diminished a little bit. So do you want to pay $13.5 million guaranteed money to a guy that's not going to be a full-time starter on this defensive line is the big question. And of course, next year as well, you're going to have to think about what you're going to do with Dio Odangbo, right? So there's a lot of situations where Indy can play with house money on this and look to try to invest that money into something else. But the other reason why I think that they could potentially do it is, again, Ballard is willing to pay a little extra money for his own guys that he knows is going to be great backup. If Kwity and Latu, if Samson Ibukam and Latu are your third down guys, and Kwity is your occasional first or second down guy that you know you can rely upon to, for that run defense and an occasional good rush of the quarterback, then Ballard would say, this is a great guy to still have as your number three edge guy. Another reason why, again, that I think that it's a possibility that this could happen is if they don't after this year, Kwity Paye is going to become a free agent in 2025. And, of course, Ballard will do everything in his power to make sure that Kwity Paye remains in Indianapolis. But does Kwity Paye want to bet on himself and go somewhere else, right? So betting on this fifth-year option can help you, you know, being able to keep him around for another year. It'll definitely be very interesting to see how Indianapolis approaches this. I mean, it stinks because it's like you only have till Thursday to decide, and it's like, does the potential of a Kwity Paye still remain there as a, you know, as a guy that can get you six or seven sacks as more of a bench guy, losing a little bit more of his role in the pass production? Or does, you know, do we see the same old Kwity that we're used to seeing where he's injured quite a bit and misses quite a few games and, you know, that sort of situation? So Indianapolis has a big decision to make on whether or not they want to pick up that fifth year option or if they just want to let him test the waters in 2025. Because next year's free agent class for, like, the actual edge guys, there's not a lot of great ones here. There's a few guys at the top, but again, like I said, it's not a great group of guys. Like as we said, Dio Odangbo is going to be there, so you have to look out for him. But there's really, like I said, not a lot of guys on this defensive end class that are really going to be eye poppers. So, you know, it's not going to be a huge class where it's going to be a lot of money being thrown around for them. So it will be interesting to see what the Indianapolis Colts do within the next 48 hours here. But let us know your thoughts, guys. Do you think the Colts should pick up the fifth-year option for Kwity, which would give him $13.5 million guaranteed? Or do you think the Colts should not do that and then just take their chances with trying to re-sign him in free agency, or if they want to even do that at all? But let us know your thoughts, guys. Thank you so much for all the support. And as always, go Colts.